This is the Composer's Datebook for October 30th. I'm John Burge. It was on today's date in 1944 that Martha Graham and her dance company first performed the ballet Appalachian Spring by Aaron Copland. The premiere took place at the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C., as part of the 80th birthday celebrations for music patron Elizabeth Sprague Coolidge, who had commissioned Copland's score for $500, not a bad commission back then. Copland used an old Shaker hymn called Simple Gifts as the principal theme for his ballet. The austere but simple elegance of Shaker art reminded him, he said, of Graham's style of dancing, and tied in with her vague suggestions that the ballet would be about early American pioneers. Copland left the title up to Graham. Arriving in Washington for rehearsals, Copland wrote, "The first thing I said to Martha when I saw her was, 'What have you called the ballet?' She replied, 'Appalachian Spring.' 'What a pretty title. Where did you get it?' I asked. And Martha said, 'Well, actually, it's from a poem by Hart Crane.' I asked her, 'Does the poem have anything to do with your ballet?' 'No,' said Martha. 'I just like the title.'" Understandably, Copland said he was always amused when people said, "Oh, Mr. Copland, I can just see the Appalachian Mountains when I hear your music." Composer's Datebook is supported by T. Rowe Price, offering a strategic investing approach that examines investment opportunities firsthand. Institutions, advisors, employers, and individuals choose T. Rowe Price. T. Rowe Price. Invest with confidence. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.